same-day delivery. You're still the crazy price slasher I love to hate.
Aw, thanks, Erwin.
No, thank you for killing me, Larry, like only you could.
Call 1-800-FREE to shop by phone. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free!
Dennis Prager.
It will take a couple of days or at least some hours off Alan's life. We are going to do a digital camera show again sometime. You know what? The holiday season. Oh, God, I love the holiday season for so many reasons. Yeah, excuse me. Holiday season. I'm falling into the trap. The Christmas season, you know? Dennis, that was so wrong.
Dennis Prager, mornings 9 to noon on Newstalk 870 KRLA.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on Newstalk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
We would like to invite all our listeners here. If this is the first time listening, we are a health radio program that every week since for the past 4 years proving that chronic disorders can indeed be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. We are all of our radio shows are archived on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and you can click on them and listen to them, refer to them. Last week we had a very exciting show. Lenny was with us. He had neck pain for 15 months, and after four treatments with Dr. Tong, his stiffness has improved and the pain is virtually gone. We also had Raymond with us on the line. He suffered from severe back pain after trying to lift 300 pounds at the gym, and after one treatment, his back pain was completely gone. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, you can call us live at 866-870-5752. Let's get to our first guest. Was it Lenny or Kenny?
Kenny.
Kenny. Is Kenny on the line? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Tong.
Hello.
Hello, is Kenny there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
yes.
Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Okay, I'm from Irvine, California, and I'm a pilot and have been suffering for 15, 20 years with a chronic problem I wanted to ask Dr. Tong about. My wife has gotten great results from visiting Dr. Tong, and so I'm thinking of trying the procedures myself.
Okay.
Oh, actually, your wife should be, we should talk to your wife first.
Oh, you want to talk to my wife first, Maureen?
Yes. Yeah, let's talk to Maureen first, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, then,
well,
then you can tell us what you have observed on what I have done for Maureen. Let's talk about Maureen first, because I haven't treated you yet.
That's right. That's right.
Okay,
well,
let's
she was unable to come to the phone right this very moment, so she was about to come to the phone, so I thought I would ask about my problem.
Oh, no problem. Okay.
Go ahead, yes, huh?
Yeah, so I've had fibromyalgia for perhaps 15, 20, maybe 20, over 20 years, and chronic fatigue syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some acupuncture done before, and I've taken many, many different medications and massage therapy, Hellerwerk, Rothling, and that type of thing. Plus, I take a vitamin regimen and eat very healthy and juice, but I still have the same problems. I'm a little better, but have not made a lot of progress. I'm just wondering how this might be able to help me with my fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, chronic pain syndrome.
Okay, I tell you what. Before I answer that, okay, why don't you summarize what your wife Maureen's problem, and then tell the audience what I did for her the first couple of treatments, and how long she had suffering from her problem. As a husband, you observe her, what you see every day when you come home. So why don't you summarize a little bit, and then I'll tell you what I can do for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It's actually been miraculous. Our life was changed by Maureen a couple of years ago, although she's been suffering with headaches for perhaps 5 years, 12 years, she just told me in the background, so she's ready to come to the phone now, but 12 years, and then migraines, severe migraines, 2 and 3 a day for the past 2 years. So it's just been life-changing. I come home from work. She's home from work when I get there and has an ice pack on her head, and then it's an ice pack when we go to bed, and then in the morning when she wakes up, it's another migraine, and she has to go off to work. Personally, myself, I don't know how she did it, because I wouldn't have been able to go off to work, but somehow she was able to do that. But it was just absolutely life-changing, because we'd be out doing something, enjoying a day or a weekend, and then a headache would hit her, and then it would certainly change our plans, and we would have to do all our plans and go home, and she'd have to put the ice pack on her head.
Like for 12 years?
For the past 2 years with the migraines, 2 or 3 a day, for the past 12 years with headaches.
Yes.
And so that's been our life, particularly for the past 2 years. I was there with her and have been with her treatments and saw the results after the very first treatment with you. She went in with a horrible migraine, and while she was being treated, the migraine disappeared.
Mm. Sounds good, huh?
Yes, it was it's very good.
Yeah,
it's been absolutely just getting better and miraculous ever since then. I mean, we marvel when she's not with an ice pack on her head going to bed at night, or gets through a day without a migraine. So, and actually, Maureen is now in the room. Should you want to speak with Maureen?
Yes. You know, before we talk to Maureen, I know for those people who are listening here for the first time, you think that this would be just like a once in a while, anecdotal case that they have pain for 2 years, 12 years. 20 years, and then after the first treatment with severe pain, the pain disappear. So you keep listening every Saturday. I'll bring in cases after cases after cases, show that chronic pain can be very easy to control and cure.
Over 170 shows. So
yeah, 170 shows, maybe like 500 patients. Is Maureen on the line?
Yes, she is. She's coming on the right line right now. Here she
okay,
is.
Okay, let's talk to her first. Okay?
Hi, Maureen. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, Maureen.
Hi.
Yes.
Maureen, why don't you tell us a little bit? Well, your husband kind of summarized a little bit. You suffered from headaches for the past 12 years, and
yes,
the last 2 years very severely. Migraines, 2 to 3 a day, ice pack on your head in the morning and before going to bed. Now, before you came to see Dr. Tong, did you go to any other doctors or have any treatment for that?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Actually, all the headaches that I've been having for the past 12 years have all been migraines, I now know, but they were at first misdiagnosed for many years as sinus headaches. And, of course, tried everything, you know, over-the-counter and prescription for sinuses, and none of that ever worked because they were migraines. Hello.
Yes.
And, and then for the past, since we moved here to California about 6 years ago, I've been seeing this one doctor here in Irvine who was prescribing migraine medication such as Maxalt and Imitrex.
Right. Very strong medication.
Right, and you have to take that right when your headache starts.
Right.
Well, of course, you can't always do that because if I get one in the middle of the night, I'm asleep, I don't know, and that's what happened many times. And also, you know, you were only allowed, you know, approximately 10 of those in your prescription per month. Well, when you're getting two or three headaches a day,
right,
that just doesn't cut it.
Right. How expensive are they?
Pardon me?
How expensive are these drugs?
Well, I was fortunate because we have good insurance through the military, so they it paid for the for most of the prescription. But if I didn't have it, it would be about $200 a month.
$200 that make your health worse and sicker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
now,
not,
did they
not
help?
Taking care of my migraines.
They didn't help. Did they help or the Imitrex?
If I managed to catch it right when the migraine was happening,
it
helped most of the time.
How much did it help compared to how much my treatment helped?
Oh, nothing. I can't even compare the two.
No comparison, right?
No comparison.
Yes, huh?
And it just gets, I've had three treatments with you so far, Dr. Tong. And
three treatments?
Yeah, three treatments so far, and each week it gets better and better.
Wonderful. Yeah.
How much medication you had to take after the first treatment?
I'm sorry, what?
How much medication you had to take a week after my
first
treatment?
Oh, well, I would go through my whole prescription per month, which was about 10 or 12 Maxalt per month. Plus, I would go back to my doctor and ask for free samples.
Yes.
And even that, like as I said, didn't even touch half of my headaches.
So how much are you taking since you have been seeing me?
I've probably taken about two or three since I've seen you in the past 3 weeks. And that's not, I mean, I would have, and I easily in 3 weeks go through my regular prescription of 10 or 12 plus all the freebies that my doctor gave me.
So how well do you feel now? Do you still have a lot of headaches?
I'm having a little bit. I had a little one last night. Other than that, this past treatment that you gave me this past week has been, this is my third one, and it's gotten even better this time. So I had a little headache last night. It kept me up a little bit during the night, and I woke up when I still had a little bit of that. It eventually dissipated, and that's been it so far this week.
Yes. I want to explain to the audience, this is the curing process. Each week you have one treatment, okay? No medication will last
exactly.
a few hours, like 6 or 8 hours, okay? But the relief lasts for a whole week,
right.
And then each treatment you get better because each time I open up the circulation, balance the circulation, going to your head, and that is a blocking of the mind's energy and circulation to your body is the cause of the problem.
Right.
The lacking of the drug or the Maxalt is not had nothing to do with the cause of the problem. It just covers up the symptoms, and eventually you'll make you sicker because each drug you put in your body, no matter what kind of drugs, is harmful to your liver, harmful to your kidney.
Exactly, and that's why we weren't allowed any more than 10 or 12 per month.
Right.
Because it's damaging my liver and what have you.
So basically, the Western approach is covering symptoms but not restoring health.
Right.
The only way to cure a problem is to restore your health. So we do not have any health care in this country. We have sickness care. The National Institute of Health should be called the National Institute of Sickness. Okay? So all the, you know, the Heart Association and all those things are symptomatic problems. And I'll expound on the symptom versus cause and answer your husband's question regarding fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and why the other treatment didn't work and why my treatment worked.
Right. I also wanted to add, Dr. Tong, that my doctor had also put me on several daily medications that were for chronic daily headaches. And these were medications that are actually for other things, such as seizures.
What?
But they happened to find out that sometimes, that this medication for seizures, sometimes it helps with chronic daily headaches.
Oh.
So she tried me on several different of the daily medications.
Yes.
And they didn't really work. And she wanted to try me on another one called Topamax.
Yes, this
And I just said, no, thank you, I'm done.
Yeah, this is what we mean by the Western doctor licensed to practice. So they practice different things on you and hope something will hit, okay?
Exactly.
If something hit, then give you the relief. The patient and both the patient and doctor think the problem being solved.
Right.
You're ignoring the problem that caused the pain. The pain is a symptom. The cause has to do with circulation.
Right.
Well, Maureen, thank you so much for joining us today. Do you have access to our website for
yes,
your husband?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he can actually, you know, access some radio shows doing to do with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
I'll talk about
it. Yeah, we'll talk about it later too in the show. We have another.
Yeah,
we have another guest.
Yeah, let's
great.
Talk.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Ewing Tong, MD. Your co-host. There's something going on with my mic. Okay. All right. That was Maureen on the line with us. She's been suffering for 12 years of headache, migraines for the past 2 years, 2 to 3 per day, having to put ice packs on her head and before going to bed. The first treatment, her migraine completely went away. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website.
556-8664. Our audience complained about we seem too fast.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have Tracy from San Diego. Is Tracy there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, welcome
Tracy.
To our show.
Hi, thank you. Hi,
yes.
Dr. Tong.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been coming to you, I actually started coming to you in October 22nd of last year.
Uh-huh.
Tanya,
okay.
Yeah.
I had to stop because my husband had to go overseas,
mm-hmm.
and when he got back, I wasn't able to go and see him because the insurance had changed.
Okay.
And they considered the treatment that Dr. Tong was giving me not beneficial. It was, they wanted me to go see a rheumatologist.
Okay.
Because I have juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. I have fibromyalgia and multiple problems with my stomach and digestion. It took 3 months of heckling and bothering them, and finally I went to the doctor's office and just was crying because I was in so much pain,
mm-hmm.
Not at Dr. Tong's office, but the other doctor, to try and get the special permission to go and see him.
To see Dr. Tong?
Correct.
Okay.
They would be more than willing to spend on just one medication that I have to take for nausea for 30 or 60 pills. I think it's 60 pills. It's over $300.
Oh, my goodness.
For
yeah.
just one medication. When I started seeing Dr. Tong last year on October 22nd, I was taking almost 30 meds.
30 meds.
That's how you get
yes,
sicker.
Almost
oh,
30
my goodness.
Medications.
That is just ridiculous.
By the time I stopped seeing him, because I'm partially disabled, I had to, I was down to taking, let's see, three medications.
From 30 to 3.
From 30 down to 3 medications.
You were
is
on
what
a,
I was taking.
You were on a wheelchair when you
yes.
first came to see me.
I was in a wheelchair.
Oh,
I wasn't
yes.
walking. And after I'd gotten out of the hospital, they'd sent me to physical therapy. Physical therapy didn't help. After going and seeing them for about 7 months, I could barely walk maybe 25 feet, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing Dr. Tong, it wasn't even, 2 months I was out of the wheelchair and walking up to his office and walking back down and being able to walk into a restaurant or
that
walk
is
into
wonderful.
A store. Whereas before I couldn't do any of that. And that was with the physical therapy that was supposed to help. And they were more than willing to pay for that, which was very expensive.
Yes.
And not willing to pay for Dr. Tong, who helps me. I wasn't able to drink any water. I wasn't able to eat. And that was one of the reasons why they finally approved me to go and see Dr. Tong, because in less than a two-week period, I went from being 126 pounds down to 117 pounds.
Ooh.
Tanya,
in less than 2 weeks.
Let me interrupt you just for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I want to mention this again and again, and hopefully the public will realize that really the biggest fallacy of our medical system is that who decide on what treatment is effective for the patient? They say that my treatment is not effective for you. Now, do they know better? We have an echo, so somebody should.
Yeah.
Are you on? You have a radio on, Tanya?
No, I don't have my radio doesn't work up. I'm in the.
She's in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work where I'm at.
Well, anyway, they say my treatment is not effective for you.
Correct.
Do they know more about how good the treatment than you do?
Exactly.
That's so ridiculous. Okay. Mm-hmm. They just do this for control.
Yep.
Okay. So they don't want to know a cure that not involve drugs. They always want drugs. Okay.
That's what they want to do. They just want to keep giving me more different types of medications because I was throwing up all the time, and my stomach doesn't work properly with digestion.
Right. So you've been on our show before. I remember now.
Yeah.
Probably 4,500 milligrams of erythromycin every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
On top of all of the other medications.
Let's go back a little bit about your basic problem. Okay. You were born with your intestines just turn around upside down, left, right, left, right, turn around.
Right.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about it.
I was born backwards. Everything that's supposed to be on the right is on the left. My intestines were all messed up, and my appendix was up underneath my heart on the left-hand side.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've had lots of, I've had four major surgeries on my abdominal area.
Mm-hmm.
One when I was barely 3 weeks old, and then I had two in 95, and then the doctor said that he couldn't operate again to fix me because I was throwing up 10 to 12 times a day. Couldn't eat anything, drink anything. I was down to about 100 pounds, and I'm 5'8".
Let's talk about what the surgery did, okay? They thought that by correcting the position of your intestines, that your symptom will improve.
Exactly.
Will improve.
He thought that he was going to go ahead and rearrange me and put me back the way that normal people are supposed to do.
Right.
And it just messed me up worse.
So it didn't help?
No, it didn't help at all. Finally, I went back to another doctor in 97, and he put me back the way I was born.
Yes.
Oh, really?
And that helped to stop some of the throwing up, but was throwing up. And then these last 3 months that I've been fighting to try and get back to fighting with the insurance companies to try and get back to see Dr. Tong, I've been getting sicker and sicker and sicker. My medications, unfortunately, I've had to increase. I'm back up to taking almost 10 different types of medications now.
Now, did you get approved now to come back to see Dr. Tong?
I have. I saw him, and I'm going to see him again next week.
Now, how are you feeling?
And, well, he always makes me feel so much better. I tell you, he gave me so many injections because I was so messed up when I saw him last week that I was kind of sore the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, it's worth it because afterwards, you just feel so much better.
A million bucks.
You do things that you weren't able to do before. You can, you know, stand at the kitchen sink and rinse off the dishes and put them in the dishwasher.
We took it for granted.
You take it for granted.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you able to drink water after?
I couldn't drink. I haven't been, until I saw Dr. Tong, I hadn't been able to drink any water from 1995 up until I saw him.
Oh my goodness!
Year.
How about after
the treatment?
Last
can you drink
week,
now?
Were you able to drink?
Yes.
See,
after seeing Dr. Tong, I could start drinking water again. I can drink it when it's hot too, and I also take the neutralizer, and the neutralizer helps a lot, and so does the nutrition that Dr. Tong prescribes for
Yes,
me.
So you weren't able to drink for how many months this time?
Let's see. I stopped being able to drink water. It's been about 4 or 5 months now.
Okay.
That I haven't been able to drink
I mean, Tanya, we're going to have to cut you short because our show's almost over. Hopefully we can have her on again because this is a very interesting case.
Next week.
Yeah.
Next week I'll talk about the symptoms.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tanya, for joining us. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, we'll be here next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Elmer Dill's inviting you to La Vie en Rose in Brea. First-class dining experience, first-class setting, snails and garlic herb butter, country-style pâté, lobster bisque in a puffed pastry shell, chicken Dijonoise, coquille Saint-Jacques, pepper steak, duckling à l'orange. For dessert, warm apple tart with vanilla bean ice cream.